Welcome to the new captivating talk show. That's the talk of the town. I'm talking about the truly sexy talk show, baby. Yes, and you know who I am. Well, I'm your educator. I'm truly sexy, baby. Yes. And I want to welcome you. We got a big show for you guys today, and I need you to pay attention. That's right. We're going to be talking to you about the challenges of women, you know, all the issues that we're facing today, yesterday, and tomorrow. How about that? We're also going to be talking to you about civics 101. We got to take y'all back to the basics. Some of you guys don't know how the government works. We need to get this voting situation right. In fact, we're going to take some leads from Ice Cube. We're going to let them earn our vote. But we're going to get the knowledge first. How about that? Let's get a plan. Sugar babies. Also, we're going to talk to you about your sexual health care. Some of us are not making the babies. We're not doing that. We sugar babies. I guess y'all just tired of looking at the same damn thing. Cheers, man. But we're going to give you some tips and resources. It's going to help you bring that ooh-ooh-wee bag. Bring the romance bag from the kitchen to the bedroom. I got some tips. I got some advice for you. All this and more. Right here on the Truly Sexy B Talk Show, baby. Yes. I know y'all wondering, Sexy B said more. What's more? You know me. I like to stimulate your mental. I got this hot playlist. Yeah. Them Sexy B hitters. Them Spotify hitters. I got a new hit. This is designed for you. I got some new players. Y'all got to download that playlist. Go over to my website, trulysexyb.com. Get involved. Playlist, you know, helps you on the barbecues, the get-throughs with the family affairs and all that stuff. I got some things you can choose from. Yeah. Help some of them indie artists that are giving us that good music. How about that? Some new indie artists out there, too, that's hot. Y'all got to pay attention right here to Truly Sexy B Talk Show. Uh-huh. Yeah. Some more? Y'all want more? Well, you're just gonna have to pay attention. How about that? Right now, we're gonna jump into the show. The women, y'all pay attention. The men, y'all really need to pay attention, okay? Because there are some challenges that women face that men will never understand. And I'm about to take you to school, so welcome to class. How about that? Some of you sugar babies, y'all got women right now, and they be breaking 10 on you. You don't even know why. It's like a demon came out of it. Where the hell did that come from? I just don't understand. We were good just a few minutes ago, and she got off the phone, and now, damn. Scares me. Well, sugar babies and all my sweet things, I'm going to take you back to class. Those that are new to the relationships, this class is definitely designed for you. I call it 101. Pay attention. Now, those that are here for continuing education, y'all really pay attention. Well, I definitely salute you because that tells me that you're really ready to grow to the next level with your queen or your king. But the level of communication definitely has to be in the house. How about that? And that's some of the problems that we face as women. We don't tell you some of the challenges that we are facing. You know what? You want to know why? Because we know you can't understand. We know you can't handle it. There are some challenges that we face as women, men, sugar babies. Let me tell you something. Y'all will walk away, throw your hands up, and be like, I'm done with that. I never. Oh, why you walk away? Yes, sir. I promise you. Some disgusting challenges that we deal with. Some downright crazy, dangerous challenges. And I ain't taking nothing away from you, sugar babies. I know there are some men out there that are providers. They tend to their family. They make sure that A to Z is done. And y'all face some challenges every day that you go out that door. From racial profiling, discrimination on the job, racial discrimination, hating from your boys. Whatever the situation may be, yeah, I get it. But when it comes to a woman has challenges that are layered on top of each other, baby. One after the other. And these layers have layers, if that makes sense. I'm not telling you no lies, sugar babies and all my sweet things. As you can see, I'm a woman. There's no need for me to lie. These challenges are real. Like I said, I faced many of them. Dealt with many of them from my marriage to my career to where I am now. To just being me. How about that? And the more I grow, the higher I go, the more challenges, sugar babies, and all my sweet things. I know there are some women out there that can relate with me. Yeah. Especially when it comes to running a business, running a family, just running self. I keep saying it over and over again because it's true, sugar. Are you paying attention? Some men think we have it made, sugar. Yeah. Some of you guys think that we actually have it made because we're lying between our legs. Well, I'm here to tell you, sugar babies, we can't get away with just bloody murder. just because of that. Well, sometimes. I don't know. You guys get with me. You let me know. What do you feel? Do you feel just because we're a woman that we can get away with a lot of things? Especially some of the challenges that we face. Do we use our womanhood? What lies between our legs to get away with bloody murder? Are men off track? I think they are. I don't think it's necessarily true that we get away with bloody murder just because of we are woman or that feature that we have. Well, I do know one thing. I have used my womanly wiles to tame a man, to get out of a ticket, you know, those type of things, to get what I want every now and then. But like I said, there are challenges. Every action gets a reaction. Sometimes they don't come out so well. We gotta be careful. Sugar babies are my sweet things. But today, I'm gonna get into some of those challenges that we face. Women all around the world are facing this, and we are making history. We need to keep going and get out there and vote. Congratulations to Kamala Harris, Vice President, nominated woman of color. That's right, sugar babies. Let's embrace and enjoy her and support her. How about that? Right here on the Truly Sexy Beat Talk Show, you got to come back for more. We're going to dive deeper into the subject of women challenges that men don't understand. But for now, let's take this journey. Y'all embrace this hit list. Enjoy. Right here on the Truly Sexy Beat Talk Show, baby.
Like I say, man, always said it. It's not about the destination. It's all about the journey.
It's all about the journey, baby.
Ain't nothing changed but the weather.
The dangling carrot that hang from the rear view. Your dreams in the past ain't nowhere near you. Backseat drivers got nothing but 2 cents. Shotgun riders too biased, they all liars. I should get an A for effort, I'm too tired. But I'm never giving up, that's why I'm kinda admired. Role model, like it or not, I gotta play it. Sugarcoat the rhyme sometimes, but still say it. Said I was quitting at 40, it's just a fib. I'm still a kid that's wiping the food off of my bib. You ever wanted something so bad that you could taste it? Cried over every opportunity wasted. Good and bad news, which one you want first? Either way you pick the bad, still gonna hurt you the worst. I never got to bask in the fruits of the labor. And I never got the cash from that dude from the label. I'm just thinking back. Retrospect, I would've did it the same. In hindsight, I'm the only one to blame. I ain't picky, I'm just real specific. I want nothing less than terrific. I know y'all get it. I'm aggressive, so our style is clashing. Killer instinct, and I play with passion. I'd rather be hated for being one of the realest than get a lot of love for these overrated appearances. I can stand on skill alone, but I'm a package deal. I can write the whole song and rap for real. I got my head in the cloud with a pun intended. I don't need to see nobody, I don't want no visits. Introverted, I just flirt with the music. Small circles, how I choose it. Stay away from squares, they the one that look like a L7. I've been doing this since I was 11, and the shit gets real.
Time for the children. Now you can boo me, jump off, I'm winning. I still love you though, shout out to the women. Wash, you was cool, they was acting wild. Walk in, leave drunk, it was packed for aisle. Belligerent students, man, the shit got messy. Remind me of my first show I did at the Red Sea. I ain't had no DJ, just the tape deck. Opened up for Son of Star Child, I love that. Met this cat named Larry, he was with the Avengers. Showed me how to make moves and walk with the winners. Soon went to the pen and never seen him again. But I did a couple shows with his friends. Lumberjack, Brown Clown, so-and-so, and dude with the orange pants. 10 years later, now I'm rocking the orange pants. But they jabos though, okay. You know. Fresh to death, yeah. Always and forever. Don't get it twisted. Number one listed. Nitro. With the nice flow.
Like this. Like this. Like this.
The system.
Cause there in heaven, there in hell. You know where I take it and you know I do it well. When I come through, better show up respect. I ain't want nothing but that motherfucking check. You can catch me at your door, you can catch me in your home. Oh, you're running late, just send the address to my phone. Copy, paste, and go. Baby, don't be playing with me. I could come through and take off your shit. Take off your gear, take off your peace. If you hold back, that's the wrong way to be. Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. If you hold back, just remember this, please. Oh, oh, they try, but they'll never get by, baby. Oh, you can try, but you'll never get by, baby. Oh, they try, but they'll never get by, baby. Oh, oh, anything goes, but don't go with me. If you hear talking, stay silent to eat. I already see right through you, honey. I don't need no time waster, no more time waster. If you keep running, just stay on your toes. You know I don't play by the rules. If you fucked up, one's got to go. You ain't never gonna catch for sipping ball. Got to stay in your lane. Better know where you are, why you came. When it comes to the pain, don't you stray. Oh, oh, they try, but they'll never get by, baby. Oh, you can try, but you'll never get by, baby. Oh, they try, but they'll never get by, baby. Oh,
I like that hit list. Welcome back. It's your girl, Truly Sexy B, your educator. And you're listening to the Truly Sexy B Talk Show. And as I said before, we're covering several issues, but we're going to start out with the heavy stuff. We're going to get the heavy stuff out of the way. How about that? Women challenges that men just don't understand. Y'all think just what lies between our legs, what's in our bras, it allows us to get away with bloody murder. Well, sometimes, but not all the time. I know there are some issues that y'all wouldn't even think about that we're dealing with. Well, there are 7 issues affecting women and girls during the COVID-19 pandemic. How about that? Remember the Ebola outbreak? Sugar babies, over 18,000 teenage girls became pregnant. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, spikes in sexual, physical, domestic violence, and exploitation is rocking the nation. It's actually rocking international. That's right. The national lockdown leaves women vulnerable and at risk to predators. A surge in domestic violence has been reported across the globe, from China to Europe to Latin America. Sugar babies, 40 to 50% increased calls for help in Brazil. That's right. And it's all linked to the COVID-19 being locked down. What us gonna do? Now, sugar babies are my sweet things. What I'm ashamed of is the fact that we acting out. I know we all hungry, but damn. Here's me. 220,000 vulnerable women reported being asked for sex by their rental landlords. Some of y'all gross. Who wants to sleep with you for the rent? Well, I don't know, but come on, you guys. Let's have some respect for self, for each other. We need to cultivate healthy and happier communities. This is not what's doing it. Now, in the healthcare system, It impacts women as well. Are y'all scratching y'all head yet? I hope so, because this is really deep. That's why I want to get this stuff out of the way first. In the healthcare system, there's an increased risk for our frontline workers. Now, remember, sugar babies, majority of the medical industry is filled with women. Men, are y'all listening? Y'all want to know where to find the women? Not always in church. Go get sick. I don't want you to do that. But actually, that's where all the women workers are. They're in the healthcare industry, and they are at greater risk during this pandemic. They're actually accidentally at risk of bringing home the virus to their family and friends. This gender imbalance, that's what I'm going to call it. Gender imbalance and representation across the healthcare industry, it's bad. 70% of the global health and social care workforce is female. That's why they're at greater risk of contracting the COVID-19. Now, in leadership position, 70% of global healthcare leadership is male. In COVID-19 policy spaces, there's not a lot of women being represented. Okay, there's not a lot of women. Well, I don't think there is any women on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Do you? Let me know. I'm going to go fact check that, because I haven't seen a woman on the task force yet. How about that? Reduce access to vital health services and exclusion from potential COVID-19 treatments. That's another challenge that we're facing. Sugar babies on my sweet thing. Reducing healthcare access for women forces them to take unnecessary risks. Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. This is due to the COVID-19. That's what they say. Now, from unsafe abortions to taking unapproved medication, you know, we need these vitamins. We need these things. This body that's uniquely designed for us, well, needs maintenance. We need your medical services. Please provide. Now, sugar babies, several reproductive health services may be deemed as unessential and be diverted due to the COVID-19. Be careful. Make sure you fact check everything before you go out there, okay? In Texas, the ban on abortion as non-essential has been reversed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people, you know, they have medical issues and they really need to take this practice in consideration. Now, financially, yeah, this pandemic has affected the coins, the papers, the bags, sugar babies, and all the women are feeling it greater than the men. I know I felt it a little bit there. My hustle's even stronger now because the money's short. Now, the greater burden of domestic and work care, it falls primarily on women. That's right. The ability to do professional work is limited due to the time they spend on domestic work and home care. So since we've been shut in, sugar babies, all we can think about is what needs to be done at home. And that is true, because that is definitely what I'm facing now. I can, you know, I want to work, but, ooh, I got a leak. Ooh, I got to cut the grass. Ooh, I have to do this. I have to do that. It's a distraction. We need 8 hours away from this house for a moment or two. Can't be here 24 hours. It'll drive a person crazy. Yeah, challenges. Globally, women are carrying out at least 2.5 times more unpaid care work than men. In India, it's 10 times more. That's right. And the COVID-19 has increased the burden for women by 30%. That's sad, sugar babies, all my sweet things. We need some help. Are you men listening? Do you understand these challenges that we are facing? These are the heavy stuff. I've told you, it's layer and layer and layers. There's one layer that we're dealing with. Given that the women typically earn less than a men, there is a growing risk that women's jobs in heterosexual households will be sacrificed, leading to a drop in women's workforce participation. You know, we might not want to return to work. Yeah, delaying women's career progression and increasing the gender pay gap again. Sugar babies are my sweet things. What they doing, what they doing. Now, this is not Jedi mind trick. This is actually a side effect of the pandemic. Not only does it affect us mentally, physically, spiritually, it affects us financially as well. Okay? This is really taking a hold on us, and we really have to pay attention. Be safe. sugar babies and all my sweet things, we are going to have to deal with these type of things longer and longer and longer. And I want to get back to a normal, not a new normal. Well, we're going to have to adjust to the new norm, but let's get normal again. So play it safe, wear the mask, do all the things that they ask. How about that? Higher rates of job losses, more women employed in the hardest hit sectors, leading to greater job losses and unpredictable incomes. 60% of the U.S. job losses are amongst women, particularly in low-pay sectors such as hospitality. In Bangladesh, 25% of the largely female 4.1 million garment factory workforce is now unemployed. Sex workers globally are being affected by the COVID-19. Can you believe this? They face loss of wages, loss of income. That's right. 1 million sex workers in the U.S. are being affected and 1.3 million in India. And they're also excluded from the COVID-19 social protection responses. Now, I have my opinion, sugar babies and all my sweet things. They may need to be out of work. Unless they're licensed. I don't know. I've got my opinion. That's another show. Anyway, without financial independence, women and girls are likely to have lower decision-making power. Money, power, respect, in that order. We need that, ladies. Y'all better wake up. 21% of the U.S. low-income women cannot afford feminine hygiene products on a monthly basis. Now, sugar babies and all my sweet things, I've got some resources, some tips for you, just for this situation here, okay? Go over to my website, trulysexyb.com, and we have some resources over there that's going to help you. If you're having a hard time with situations like this, well, I got some answers for you. I got some places that you can go to get you some help, okay? Now listen, I know you sugar babies and all my sweet things are dealing with the children being out of school. You're dealing with all the pressures of the finances. You might be dealing with health issues. I don't know, but I do understand that this could put some heavy weight on your marriage, on your relationship. It can also bring risk to your child, to your young girls, to your young men as well, because there's some danger out there, sugar babies and all my sweet things, that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought to light. I want you to stay safe and make sure you stay informed, okay? Right here with your girl, Truly Sexy B. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to you more about the challenges that women face that men just don't understand. We're also going to be talking to you, giving you the basics of civics 101. That's why we take you back to class on government issues, how the government works, all that good stuff. But you have to stay tuned right here to the Truly Sexy B Talk Show. Right now, let's get into that playlist. Greatest Alive, that boy Brave Boy.
Step up out the Rari and I pose. like that I'm ghost. The club is like the weatherman. Every corner knows it's full of snow. Pills falling out the sky. I can't feel my soul, yeah. Asking for my warmth, so sorry. Love, I be so cool, yeah. Every time I breathe, you can see the smoke. You don't want to choke, so don't ask for smoke. Yeah, act like it's a joke. Your girl was a track, I'm messing with the totem pole, yeah. I can show you all the ways, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Take it to the moolah, slick, call me a ruler. Got respect the shooter, make sure that everybody knows. Take it to the moolah, slick, here's one for your medulla. Got respect the shooter, make sure that everybody knows.
Say, you can find me looking up to the sky. Cross me, get cut like a wire. It's do or die, I want the pie. Say, just me and you think you could try. Your team know I'm the guy. You ain't the guy, hits in the sky. Say, you can find me looking up to the sky. Cross me, get cut like a wire. It's do or die, I want the pie. Say, just me and you think you could try. Your team know I'm the guy. You ain't the guy, hits in the sky. Say,
passenger, my drive bigger than most of y'all. I would say I'm second to none, and just saying first of all, I ain't here for play, but when you try, it's always curtain call. I'ma let this bourbon sit, so nothing's done on purpose, y'all. Work these angles so this life could truly pay. Work your angles so at night you whisper stay. Dig my own lane, someone's still up in my way. I have the world, my soul is here to stay. Take it to the moolah, slick, call me a ruler. Got respect the shooter, make sure that everybody knows. Take it to the moolah, slick, here's one for your medulla. Got respect the shooter, make sure that everybody knows.
You can find me looking up to the sky. Cross me, get cut like a wine. It's do or die, I want the pie, say. Just me and you think you could try. Your team know I'm the guy. You ain't the guy, heads in the sky, yeah. You can find me looking up to the sky. Cross me, get cut like a wire. It's do or die, I want the prize, yeah. Trust me, you think you could try. Your team know I'm the guy. You ain't the guy, heads in the sky, yeah.
If I don't blast them four wheels, my plan B's to mash on four wheels. You can get popped, dude. no pills. Police be the beat, streets no ill. Living in the eye of a storm, violence is born. Look up and bodies be gone out to the mall. The deeper hatred lies in the man, darker his heart. At every turn, check in my car, follow me, Lord. As I move through cold streets, elusive, slow creep. May you bless the man and test my hand, beef, don't sleep. City of the damn with don't now, bitch, no peace. Until I touch them gates, damn, pray for me.
Pray for
I can feel them demons crawling on me loud.
Pray for
I can't shake them off me, they gon' break me down.
There's
got to be a better way, cause I
pray
can't breathe, can't get away. I got to leave, Lord, won't you pray for me?
I searched high and I searched low. I can't find what I'm looking for. Maybe it's the dough or maybe it's the blow. If I do something wicked just to get it, I'll reap what I sow. But that don't matter though, I need to get it right now. Plus my children hungry, need food in their mouth. And he ain't say nothing when I asked him where it's at. So I ain't say nothing when I shot him in his hat. I reached in his slacks, he ain't even had a sack. I should've searched his pockets for his blood when it's black. And on top of that, before I hopped back in the lab, I was nervous as hell, I dropped the gag. Damn, I thought that only happened in movies. First time robbing OGs didn't school me. And I can hear the police getting ill. Find out the nigga that I robbed couldn't talk or couldn't help. Pray for me.
I can feel them demons crawling on me loud. I can't shake them off me, they gon' break me down. There's got to be a better way, cause I can't breathe, can't get away. I got to leave, Lord, won't you pray for me?
Yeah. I'm outside of the cathedral, contemplate how I'ma greet you. I'm afraid to go inside, because my mind is full of evil. When I know sin can be lethal, Father, I don't wanna die. Somebody pray for me, would you? My greatest weakness to be the girl is them sugar. Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes, but before you pass judgment, please try to relate. I've been trapped in the hood, plotting how to escape. Ain't no other way to turn, so I rely on my faith. But sometimes God don't answer, or maybe I ain't listening, but I'm still petitioning. Bless me with the wisdom to stay out of these predicaments, cause niggas tripping and I'm tempted to unload a clip again. But inside I'm feeling like a different man. I just need your guidance, please lend me your helping hand.
Pray for
I can feel them demons crawling on me loud.
Pray for
I can't shake them off me, they gon' break me down. There's got to be a better way, cause I can't breathe, can't get away. I got to leave, Lord, won't you pray for me?
Pray for me. Pray for me.
Pray for me. Yes, it's your girl, Julie Sexy B. Y'all gotta get with that hit list. Do you hear that? The sounds that are coming from this playlist, that's your boy Knife Gutter, straight from the Mac Town, Macon, Georgia, here in the United States. Yeah, sugar babies and all my sweet things, y'all gotta slide through. Macon, they got something y'all need to be dipping into, checking into. There's some talent down here, you're gonna be like, ooh, wait, sugar, I gotta get on it. But if you want to get on that playlist, you know what you got to do. You better slide up into my DM. And don't come up in there with no mess. How about that? I want you to come up there. I want you to be serious about this. This is your brand. This is your work. You want the world to, you know who you are. Well, you know me. I'm your girl, Truly Sexy B. You better get with me and be serious. How about that? Well, sugar babies, like I said, there are some challenges that women have that men don't understand. And I've been, you know, breaking it down to you. So I got to the serious stuff. And all my boss ladies been hitting me up like, Sexy B, what about us? You forgot? No, sugar. These are some of the things that do affect you. Even as a boss lady, I know. I'm looking in the mirror. Truly, Sexy B, what's going on here? I know some of us has taken a business hit. And some of us have been coming up. I hope y'all been coming up the right way, sugar. That's right. I mean, these PPP loans, you still gotta pay them back. So be prepared. Don't just run through this for some flat screen televisions and, you know, all that kind of shit. It scares me. Put some effort into this, you know, spend your money wisely. How about back into payroll so I can go out there and make you some more money? I like it when it's teamwork, you know. The money is shared evenly, you know, things just start to flow the right way. You know, be positive. Well, anyway, as a boss lady, you know there are some challenges there too. Keeping the payroll up, making sure everything is on time, your deliveries are on point, and. Well, sugar babies and all my sweet things, let me tell you something. There are some solutions that are designed for you out there. I have some resources that I need you to tap into. Because I do know that you as a businesswoman, especially if you are a woman of color, black, brown, or gold. Y'all like that? Whether you are whatever color you are, whatever nationality you are, if you are a woman, you got some issues. Well, there are some resources out there that are designed for us. Our voices need to be heard. And, you know, we have to pop our collars, sugar babies and all my sweet things. We have a woman that's running for vice president. Yeah, I want to support her because we need to open up these doors. There's got to be some equal playing grounds with all the things that we are interested in doing. Equal pay, equal opportunity, equal. Sometimes we can do it better. Now, I know I can go on and on when it comes to business, but I do want you to go over to my website, trulysexyb.com. Check it out for yourself, okay? I have some resources there that is designed for you, boss ladies. You're going to get a load of information. I'm talking about resources that's going to put money in your pocket. I'm talking about resources that's going to get you more clients, that's going to generate you visibility. You know, if you're a boss lady, all those words just excite you. If you're a sugar baby, y'all better pay attention. Because there are some women out there, they just need you to say the right words. Oh, sugar babies and all my sweet things, I need you to pay attention. As you know, being a woman is tough enough. And then we got to deal with all the rest of the stuff. I'm going to get into the fun stuff. Relationship, sugar. Y'all don't hear me. I know it's tough for a woman in a relationship. Now, there is tons of layers there. And added to all this crap that I just told you prior to this, can you imagine? Men, please take note. Continuing education is key. You need to grow. You don't know why she popping off on you like this. You don't know why she going to 10 so quick. Well, I'll tell you why. She's got all these challenges. And then she got to look after your dirty ass. Excuse me. But it's true. Now, 9 times out of 10, the household work, the caring work, all of the work when it comes to cooking, cleaning, lies upon the woman. So you know she dealing with some nasty, you know what. So with that being said, on top of that, we got to go and ditch that kind of stuff at work as well. Now, I don't know about you, sugar babies and all my sweet things. When a woman drives up in a nice, beautiful car, she's head to toe, 100% on her go. There's a problem. The challenges that you face when it comes to hate, discrimination, is downright null and void. Because on our level, the competition is 100 times 10. Pressure. All the time. The climb to the top can be challenging. Now, because we are emotional creatures, yeah, I have to admit it, even though I hate it. I hate to admit that sometimes we rule with our emotions. That's a challenge to control our emotions when it comes to situations that we have dealt with for the very first time, or that is something that has affected us in our past. Whether the situation is sugar babies and all my sweet things is a challenge and it lays before us. And sometimes we don't share this information with you. Like I said before, we think you can't handle it. Okay? That's whoever we are with, whoever we are mated with. I don't care if we're married, married with children, divorced, single, and we still dealing with a mate in a relationship. When you're a woman, you have these challenges that you just don't understand sometimes. And sometimes it takes you to reach out for some help. Now, if you any kind of woman, now I'm being really transparent 100 with you. I'm just going to keep it raw and real. You can't be no sloppy, you know what. Your stuff, you got to be on top of your game, ladies. In order to be respected, to be understood. If you want these challenges heard, if you want them understood, you're going to present it in a certain way that, yes, we can accept it, understand it, and relate to it. Find some solutions. Have a form of communication. Now, that's another challenge that we face. Yes. The type of communication we use. Ooh. Now, I know you know there's an art to communication, sugar. It takes some time. You have to practice that situation because there's so many forms of communication, you know, even when it comes to just having a normal conversation. When you have body language involved, when you have facial expressions involved, when you have tones and grunts and groans in your voice. I mean, there's a lot of ways to communicate, sugar babies, without saying a word. How about that? So we have to make sure that we are communicating properly there and learn the forms of communication. Well, follow me, sugar, and I'll give you some tips and some advice and resources on how to use them. Not for manipulation, although some are developed for that. You may need them sometimes. Go over to my website and check it out for yourself. JulieSexyBee.com, baby. Now, sugar babies, there's one thing. My man, I want you to understand something. It's not hard to deal with a woman. You just have to do the right things. You can have these challenges and be able to help her balance them because she's not going to throw it on you anyway, you know. But to start a conversation on the little bits and pieces so she can open up and trust again or now... Just sit down and say, sugar, let me talk to you. But first, when you come to the door, you got to knock on the door and you make an appointment, call somebody. I want to come over and talk to you. When? Because, you know, you want her looking right. Because this conversation that you're going to have, this form of communication, it's got to be on point. So I want you to go in there. Make sure that you call her ahead of time. Tell her, baby, I'm coming over. She said, okay, sugar. She's dressed. She's nice, you know, something sexy. Don't tell her to get too dressed because you want to take it off. I'm just saying, anyway. But before you knock on that door, I hope and pray that you have something in tow. That's right, and now I'm talking to my women. If that man, if that gentleman do not come to the door with gifts in tow, please, sugar, close that door. I mean it. Don't accept that call no more. If you do, use the food. You do not want to deal with someone who's going to come to your door empty-handed. It's just not hospitality. It's just not nice. I'll go into that deep, but that's one way, gentlemen, to open up the lines of communication that will give her an opportunity to see you as a gentleman, someone who cares. I don't know why. It's just something we're conditioned to do. Just do it, damn it. Now, sugar babies and all my sweet things, I want you to understand something. Although I'm here joking around about cultivating healthy and happier relationships with these little crazy dotes that I have here, I want to let you know that, yes, it is important that we understand each other, that we talk to each other, no matter what the situation is. And all my women that are out there facing challenges on challenges on top of challenges, I want to let you know that it is okay to actually go out there and get some help. Get some therapy. Talk to somebody. I'm not talking about your mother, your brother, your sister. None of those type of people. No one that has issues and problems that could be identical to yours. You know, you want to lay it on someone who is there to listen and give you solutions. So you can go out there and fix yourself. Fix the situation that is at hand so you can keep it moving. These challenges I know that you bear, I know you can take it. You're strong because there is a higher power and there is nothing that he gives us that we can't tell. We can't bear. Haven't you read the Bible? If you haven't, you better get to reading. There's some messages in there that's going to help you. That's right, sugar babies. And it's okay to check in with the ones with the credentials, with the college degrees, all the ones with expertise. They are there to help you. And now there are some centers, some places out there that are giving away services for free. Check in, okay, and check up. Get a control of those challenges. Now, when we come back, sugar babies, we're going into Civics 101 right here on the Truly Sexy Open Beat Talk Show. Let's get into this playlist. Burn it down with my boy, Nice Gutter.
Sore. Aggression's passive, give me action. I like that more. I've heard the laughing in the classes where we set board. But when they pull up with the bull, I played them at the door. And kept on clinging to my dreams. I hate to shatter yours. Is it my fate to make some shake to quake and rattle shores? Make us matter more. We can't afford to sit and stand ignored. Lift the man, the board, extend the oars, defend them from the waters. But if they can't absorb it, kick his carcass off this planet's orbit. We've been damaged more than any orphan, damn it, and it's tortured. Light the flame, yeah, torch it, make it all new art from ashes. Form a phoenix from the fire, spark the pyre, watch it grow enormous. Stoking your desires, rising higher, see you in the morning. Sundays were made for lemonade, and maybe certain sermons might find some words in what you heard to keep this world from burning. The only back that could carry weight. If I unpack here where I'm at, shit, man, I have to stay. Can't be no boss lost in the sauce, don't let that marinate. Spitting too often, feeling off, need to recalibrate. I mean, the night's okay, but I ain't sleeping wide awake. Searching the annals of my mind for what I'm trying to say. And what I find is we are blind, I've seen it plain as day. Even daddy couldn't manage, see my ass and ran away. Got no cookies, coats or candy, I've been branded, broken weight. Had a mom and granny, kept a sandwich on that dinner plate. Might just think I'm rambling, now look, man, I reference them to say if something hit. As you do, tighten your boots and move what's in the way. Even if you choose to dig a roots and hit the interstate. Even if a few are spreading you, at least you in the race. Having things is fine, but peace of mind's the realest real estate. Don't spend another minute waiting, don't clear your space. Burn it down.
Jokes that makes me nervous.
Put your sundress on in the roof. Get gone, let your hair blow out. Shawty, tell me what you want. Baby, I keep it pimpin'.
Keep it pimpin'.
You're welcome to it. Baby, I keep it pimpin'.
Keep it pimpin'.
You're welcome to it. I got a crib by the water. Say me casa, su casa. It feels like Casablanca. Shawty, you my little mama. I got a crib by the water. Say me casa, su casa. It feels like Casablanca. Shawty, you my little mama. She be on that Henny. I like that Corona. Mmm, I love her smell. Inhale the aroma. She said those other guys that she had, it was sad. Used to treat her really bad. They remind her of her dad. Oh,
Okay, let it go, just forget it for the moment, we can kick it. Let me know a little bit about now. See the past, something we ain't really gotta mention. Although, see, that's just life. She said my smile makes her so warm. I'm so polite with so much charm, and she feels safe inside my arms.
Put your sunscreen on when the roof get cold. Let your hair blow out. Shawty, tell me what you want. Baby, I keep it pimpin'. Keep it pimpin'. You welcome to it. Baby, I keep it pimpin'. Keep it pimpin'. You welcome to it. I got a crib by the water. Say me casa, su casa. It feels like Casablanca. Shawty, you my little mama. I got a crib by the water. Say me casa, su casa. It feels like Casablanca. Shawty, you my little mama.
Your girl Julie Saxby, welcome back. That was my boy FBA Guala. I know you want it, yeah. Straight from the back town, that's where you're gonna find them. Macon, Georgia. I keep telling you guys, this playlist is hot because of them hitters out of the Mac Town. Shouts out to the Mac Town players, all the Mavic kids, my boy Knife Gutter. You know how we do. We keeps it moving, sugar babies, providing them with all of their entertainment that makes them move and groove. Y'all got to check out Macon, Georgia. There's some excellent talent coming out of there. Y'all gotta pay attention. And make sure you go over to my website, juliesaxcb.com. Download that playlist. Let me tell you, it's gonna change the mood, you know, that you set when you're having an event or you just having people over for dinner or something like that, you know, or just kicking it in the backyard. Well, it's getting cold. Yeah, but I do like them fall barbecues. Don't y'all like those fall barbecues? Well, we got to be doing something real soon here. Sugar Babies, All My Sweet Things. We've got a number of days before it's time to vote. Yeah. And a lot of us don't understand what's truly going on. Well, I want to make sure that you understand Civics 101 before we go out there and hit the button. Make the vote. And exercise your right to vote, Sugar Babies, but make them earn it. I'm going to take that quote straight from my boy, Ice Cube. Yeah, he's been telling us, you know, look, folks, they still haven't made everything clear to the communities of the black and brown, to the communities of women, all right? There is faces out there that's representing, however, what are they really representing? What are they selling us? What are they telling us? You know, are we going to be getting the last 4 years of BS? Excuse me, let me just say it correctly. A bullshit that we have been dealing with? Or is there going to be some changes within? See, the challenges lies within that as well. Being a woman, we don't see ourselves represented too many times. And when we are represented, we want to make sure that everything is on point. And now we got a situation where we have to make sure we put women in the proper positions. But we have to vote for the right women. So before we go out there and put our ballots in and make our vote, make our stand, and make our voice heard, let's make sure we do our due diligence. How about that? Fact check, sugars, and check your facts. That's what I want you to do. I want to make sure that you go out there and know who is actually running, not only on POTUS level, POTUS meaning President of the United States. Well, we know who's running now. So let's figure out what they stand for. And how does it affect us, our community, our children, our education infrastructure systems? How does this trickle down? Truly, Sugar Babies, All My Sweet Things, it's about the dollar bill, y'all. And things are changing in that area as well. We need to pay attention. Now, the first thing that you need to know, even as being a woman, and I know y'all been peeping gay, okay? It's been a setup. Everything is done. It's been exposed prior to it being done. Y'all think that through. But let me break it down this way to you. We were already in position, women, that is, the challenges of being a woman. We were already in position to take lead, changing of the guards. And then cheaters and liars and thieves came in and said, oh no, we have to suppress them, oppress them, depress them. I don't know which word to use, Sugar Babies, but all of them, I feel, applies. So they're putting us back into 1950s, Sugar Babies, into, you know, those dresses, those poodle dresses. Want us back in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. I kid you not. You don't think it's true? Check fact me. How about that? But ladies, especially my young ones, my young Sugar Babies, y'all gotta know how this shit works. Excuse me, but that's just how I feel. How the government works and how it applies to you and your next children's children, and they are girls, maybe, you have to make sure that they are protected. That goes for our men, too, because that's being black and brown is just dangerous. So we got to know what's the true deal. So how the government works. I'm serious. You have to know this. How does the government work? How are our... How... How does the United States government, how is it set up? All right, now I know you know that. That's basic 101, okay? You do know the different parts of the government. So we're going to get into how the government works. If you don't, I want you to go over to my website and check it out, www.chulisaxby.com. I have some infographics over there that can show you. You download them, keep them, use them to educate your children because I don't know. It seems like the POTUS in place now, he doesn't even know how it works. And civics is something we learned in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's something we learned in fifth grade. So I want you to make sure your children understand how the government works. And ladies, It applies to you too, because there's some major changes coming up. These Jedi mind tricks that they try to play on us, we are aware. We're smart enough to identify them. That's why I want you to make sure that you check out who you are voting for, who represents your state, and what they stand for, what they represent, what are their end games to making your community happier and healthier, so that you can make healthier and happier relationships. How about that? So learn the basics on how the government works. If you don't, there are some laws that are in place from 1918 that have not been changed that works against you. There are insurance policy laws that will affect you. There are things that will affect your community and you as a whole, your family. So I suggest you know, well, I suggest you just pay attention, sugar. How about that? Now, how many chambers comprise the U.S. Congress? Do you know? Well, I do. I'm going to tell you. Pay attention. The U.S. Congress consists of two bodies called chambers or houses. The Senate and the House of Representatives. That's how it's titled. The Senate and the House of Representatives. Simple, right? Now, let me school you here. How many members of the Senate and House are in Congress? Y'all following me? Pyramid. Well, there are 100 Senate members, two from each of the 50 states. That means two representatives out of your state is in the Senate. There are Senate members. Okay? So you voted them in. Do you know who they are? Do you know what they represent? Do you know what they stand for? What's their end game? Well, I'll move forward. There are 435 House members, with a varying number of members per state based on the state's population. Period. Poo. Shouts out to Block Party Friday. Yeah, smart group of kids over there. Y'all check them out. Go to my website. You know, been an executive producer of them, and they're doing well. Very proud of them. What's up, Trudeau, mate? The one and only. Anyway, so we're going to move forward and keep focus on how the United States Congress works. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Sometimes you have to take a mental break to digest this whole situation that we're dealing with. When you're learning something, sometimes it's fun. It's all right to have a little fun. How about that? Let's put it in there. What are the requirements to be a Senate or a representative? I know why I said that. I know why I gave the shout out to them youngins. It's because this is something related. I want all of my young ones, all my sugar young babies. Y'all pay attention. As a representative for your state, you only need to be 25 years old. Y'all better get y'all stuff together. Stop popping them pills. Stop smoking that stuff so much. I said so much, I ain't say you had to put it down, but, you know, start paying attention to your community, how you can become a contribution to your society. Stand up, you have rights, don't you know? Just because you're young don't mean you can't run things. Lead your community to greatness. To be a Senate, you must be 30 years of age. Are y'all paying attention? Y'all better learn something new. There's some power to be there. Well, I don't want to say power. Changing of the guards is necessary. You understand? And some people will argue that, oh, they don't have enough life experience. Well, I beg to differ. I think that, you know, young minds, new ingenuity, new ideas, new engineering, new things brought to the table, yes, with careful guidance, could be definitely, well, it's needed. Community collaborations. Collaboratives. I've never known how to say that name, but you know, working together. Coming together and working together. And if you are young and you're interested in getting into politics or serving your community in some way, I think you need to start by joining an organization within your community that is positive. Okay? Start your community works right there within your backyard. Start at home, sugar babies, and all my sweet thing, and know the players. Know the game, just to bring the change. How about that? I gotta warn you, though. It's not gonna be easy, sugar babies, and all my sweet things. You know, I've served on many boards, did some commission works for different, you know, communities here in Georgia. Let me tell you something. Community collaborations are very hard. community efforts are hard. So I'm not going to kid you. It's real. So when you come to the table, be ready. That's all I'm telling you. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. It's just your climb going to be real. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. Now, to be a state representative, you have to be a citizen of the United States for 7 years. Okay. At the time of election, a resident in the district of the state to be represented. Those are the requirements. 25. You have to be a citizen of the state for 7 years at the time of election, a resident in the district of the state to be represented. You understand? Now, to be a senator, sexy, isn't it? Have to be 30 years of age, a citizen of the United States for 9 years at the time of election, a resident of the state to be represented. Period. Poop. Now, sugar babies, if you're elected, guess what? You have to serve a 6-year term. That's right. 1/3 of the Senate seats, those that are expiring, and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives are open for election every 2 years. So stay prepared. Stay ready. Always fact check the representatives, the ones that are running for election. The next national election will be November the 8th. You get it? You're not just voting on POTUS level, sugar babies and all my sweet things. Make sure you understand the players that are in the House of Representatives, the Senate and the House of Representatives. They're the ones that make the laws. They create them, they make them, and they move them. We've got to pay attention to some of the things that they are putting in place. What is the essential difference between the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives? Do you know? Sugar babies, all my sweet things. Go over to my website and find out a little bit more information. We're going to move further into Civics 101. And we're going to make sure you understand how they should be earning your vote. There are a lot of things that are happening in your face. And you're saying, how can they allow it? How can they? They are you. We the people are the government. Do you understand that? We the people make the decision. We fought for our rights to vote. Ladies, we earned our votes in what, the 20s? Our rights to vote in the 1920s? That wasn't too long ago. Setback is not hard. Systematic programs are already in place. So please exercise your right to vote. I want you to go out there and fact check everything that they have on the ballots. Make sure the representatives from your states are legit. Make sure their end game represents things that's going to help cultivate your healthier and happier communities. That's what you need to pay attention to. And all my young sugar babies and all my sweet things, I know y'all sitting here saying, you know, Miss Sassy, if we going through this, we going through that. Make some changes. Stay educated. Stay informed. And I know it's pretty hard right now with all of this stuff going on, but there are some resources that are designed for you. And guess what? Don't worry. I got you, sugar. You know me. I'm your educator. I'm going to make sure you have those tools, those resources, and all the things that you need to be successful that help you become a contribution to society. That's going to help you continue to cultivate healthy and happier relationships and communities, because that's just what I do, sugar babies. You know who I am. I'm your educator. Y'all make sure y'all tune back in here for more. You know, next week we're going to be talking about pussy control. Y'all excuse me, but I got to go there. That's right, your sexual health care, defunding the police. We're going to talk about addressing the issues of mental illness and more. If you're one of them hitters, make sure you slide up into that DM. Get up on that playlist. We got a new playlist coming, folks. Y'all make sure y'all tune in right here to the Truly Sexy Beat Talk Show, baby. Yes.
Into my dreams, I hate to shatter yours. Is it my fate to make some shake to quake and rattle shores? Make us matter more. We can't afford to sit and stand ignored. Lift the man to board, extend the oars, defend them from the waters. But if they can't absorb it, kick its carcass off this planet's orbit. We've been damaged more than any orphan. Damn it, and it's tortured. Light the flame, yeah, torch it. Make it all new art from ashes. Form a phoenix from the fire. Spark the pyre, watch it grow enormous. Stoking your desires, rising higher. See you in the morning. Sundays were made for lemonade. And maybe certain sermons might find some words in what you heard to keep this world from burning.
Even walls got
carry weight. If I unpack here where I'm at, shit, man, I have to stay. Can't be no boss lost in the sauce, don't let that marinate. Spitting too often, feeling off, need to recalibrate. I mean, the night's okay, but I ain't sleeping wide awake. Searching the annals of my mind for what I'm trying to say. And what I find is we are blind, I seen it plain as day. Even daddy couldn't manage, see my ass and ran away. Got no cookies, cokes, or candy, I've been branded broken weight. Had a mom and granny, kept a sandwich on that dinner plate. Might just think I'm rambling, now look, man, I reference them to say if something hinders you, do tighten your boots and move what's in the way. Even if you choose to dig a roots and hit the interstate. Even if a few outspreading you, at least you in the race. Having things is fine, but peace of mind's the realest real estate. Don't spend another minute waiting, don't clear your space, burn it down.